Now that we've made it through the election, might be time for a drink. Hard cider used to be the drink of choice for thirsty Americans a couple hundred years ago, but as people moved into cities and beer became more popular, hard cider fell out of fashion. Now it's back. As Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck reports, American hard cider sales are up 65% this year alone.
It's happy hour at Two Brothers Tavern in Middlebury, Vermont, a bar that boasts an impressive assortment of beer taps. But one is bright green and shaped like an apple.
I think pretty much everywhere you go, you see at least one cider on tap now.
Amanda Geiger of Binghamton, New York, began drinking hard cider a few years ago.
It's not all like sweet apple juice with a kick. It's more variety. You know, you've got your drier ones, you've got your sweeter ones, you've got your spiced ones. And I just think there's more room for everybody's taste in there.
Bartender Andy Buxton nods.
Oh, sales have probably doubled, tripled in the last 2-3 years. It used to be nothing. Nowadays, probably 30% of people who are coming in here are demanding cider, not just asking for it. Even our locals who are drinking Budweiser are starting to switch over to a little bit of cider.
Cider's popularity has evolved since the late 80s, a lot like the craft beer industry. But it's only in the last few years that cider's appeal has exploded nationwide, attracting marketing giants like Miller Coors and Anheuser-Busch. Andrea Ribeiro, a beverage analyst for Nielsen, says it helps that cider appeals to both men and women. It's gluten-free and seen as something new.
People born in the 80s and 90s, which we call millennials, they really want what's new. They're always looking for the next big thing.
Which right now happens to be hard cider in all sorts of new flavors and fruit variations. According to Symphony IRI Group, U.S. cider sales for the last 12 months were just shy of $90 million. Leading the pack is Woodchuck Cider, which was first bottled in 1991 in a two-car garage in tiny Proctorsville, Vermont. Today, Woodchuck's bottling plant employs 125 people and cranks out 70,000 cases of hard cider a week. Brett Williams bought the company in 2003 and says since then he's watched the U.S. cider market go from a 4 million case category to 7 million.
When I started with the company way back when, all we heard was no. People didn't know what hard cider was. Now, it's gone from fringe behavior to a very small movement, but it's becoming powerful. People are incredibly passionate about Woodchuck.
While Americans still don't drink nearly as much cider as folks in the United Kingdom, Williams thinks there's plenty of room for growth.
The whole cider category is only 0.2% of the beer market. In England and Ireland, it's 15-20%. So there is so much upward traction for the category, it's almost mind-numbing.
Industry analysts doubt the U.S. market for cider will ever be as large as the U.K.'s, but Ireland's C&C Group is more bullish. The company plans to buy Woodchuck for a whopping $305 million. For NPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden, Vermont.